Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1545, air date February 28th, 2025.
Good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Adure. I'm going to give you a quick preview of the town hall I'm going to do called The Deep Deception, How to Detect and Destroy Evil. And it's a funny sort of, Suresh, can you please bring up the video? But it's a funny sort of thing. We're going to really discuss what is this case study about big tits and AI and why I want to do that. So I'm going to give you a very powerful example that's going on right now of the level of deception that the swarm is doing, where they are actually not just creating AI bots, but actually finding people, likely licensing people, and using those people to mimic my tweets, to draw people to those people, literally mimicking my tweets, word for word in some ways, using very powerful slogans, and then escalating, promoting those people. And I'm going to take one case study on how these people have literally been promoted from nothing to overnight about a 500 to 1,000% increase in their followers, while keeping me absolutely shadow banned. So what they're doing is they recognize that our movement for truth, freedom, health is attracting tons and tons of people. And even in midst of the shadow banning, the word is getting out. So their methods of using the not so obvious establishment failing, Booby, Kennedy, et cetera, Vivek the Snake. So now they've created influencers who literally mimic my material. And then they promote those people. And people who would be know that who I am think those people are allied with me, and they go follow them. And when they go follow those people talk nothing about building a bottoms-up movement. They talk nothing about shattering the swarm. They talk nothing about people coming to our orientation. You see? Because we're actually providing people actions. We're providing you not just, hey, you know, go whine about what's going on. Share the truth. We're actually taking people, not only fundamentally telling the truth at the right time, but then telling people what they must do to save themselves by building a bottoms-up movement. None of these people do that. So they've gone to the extent of actually stealing my tweets, driving people to them, and then two things they do: drive those people to inaction, and then redirect those people to grifters. And we're going to cover that. And this individual that they found was looks like a former Playboy model, big tits. And guys obviously follow this because they have done all the psychology on that. And women want to be like her too. So it's quite powerful what's going on. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So all of you out there, this is just a preview that I'm talking about. But if you're serious about building a bottoms-up movement, you're serious about shattering the swarm, then go to join our orientation right there, vashiva.com/orientation. We do them every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And I'm going to go into this deep, deep discussion that I've just talked about, which is the title that I have today. Suresh, can you bring up the title, please? The title that I have today is about the deep deception, how to detect and destroy evil. And it's a case study of big tits and AI. Thank you, Suresh. You can bring it back. So I want to teach all of you how you actually find out who's a scumbag. And then, do you actually want to destroy evil? In my view, the purpose of life is to destroy evil, to fight evil. But if you wanted to sit on the sidelines and be manipulated by these people who will attract you in many, many ways, it's a grand illusion that's taking place in this age of Kali Yuga, the age of deception. And this world needs people to overcome this deception. Understand who is a scumbag. And the elites are getting very, very deceptive at being deceptive, okay? And that's what we're going to talk about, how they've taken a character to attract men, to attract women in a very visceral, animalistic way, to drive you to inaction or to divert you to scumbags who are grifters. But our movement is explosively growing. People are getting it. We're getting it. Enough people are overcoming this deception. The issue is, do you want to be deceived? And if you don't want to be deceived and you actually want to liberate yourself and save yourself, then come to our orientation. We do them every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. But today, when you go down to the description and click on the link, you can watch the full video. If you obviously, we want to encourage people to become members of this movement, to go and watch videos. We've created an entire free course called Get Off the Plantation. My intention is no longer to throw pearls to swine. I am looking to find those people who actually want to learn, actually want to do what it takes to build a bottoms-up movement, and actually understand what a bottoms-up movement is. You see, this is a very deep concept. This is about you getting off your butt and building a bottoms-up movement. So the question comes, are you fucking lazy? Are you dumb? Are you disabled? Or do you actually want to get off your butt, commune with other people, and build a bottoms-up movement? In tonight's discussion, or in this discussion, I will be talking about the alienation the elites do, so you don't build community. So you actually do, you become a criminal of sorts on your own level. You deceive yourself. Life is short, and you have a chance to actually do what is right or to manipulate yourself and others. If you want to do what's right and you actually want to liberate yourself, come to our Thursday orientations. And, you know, follow the link down to watch this full video on the great, you know, on the deep deception. Sorry, I should put it up again. But if you want to be manipulated the rest of your life and you want to be part of the swarm, either implicitly or explicitly, then I would suggest you stay where you are and be manipulated. We're not here to convince people. So that's what this is about, the deep deception, how to detect and destroy evil. So go down to the description, become a member. It's absolutely free of this movement. Come to our orientation and get involved. Otherwise, you don't get to get this content anymore. I'm not going to throw pearls to swine. The content here moving forward is for people who actually want to fight and win. So anyway, if you want to come, go to vashiva.com/orientation. Follow the link through to the great deception, to the deep deception. And I'm going to share with you a case study of how the elites have gone to the extent of finding a former Playboy model, a porn woman, to mimic my tweets, to redirect people the wrong way. So I look forward to seeing you there. All right, everyone, be well, be the light. I'll see you over there, right there, vashiva.com/orientation. Suresh, keep it there for a while, and I'll see you over there until I join. Let me go over to Zoom, and I'll see you guys over there.
Best friend now, and he's an introduction to you too, Dr. Shiva, who I haven't had the privilege of meeting yet. But anyway, I live in South Carolina. I've known Tiff since way back last millennium. I think he mentioned one day that you might be interested because he thinks I think a little bit like Dr. Shiva. I like to get things right the first time. And anyway, I live in South Carolina. I've traveled the world. I worked in a school to be a physicist. Worked in intelligence for a while. Spent most of my time in engineering construction around the world. Been to a lot of countries. When I get on an airplane and somebody asks me what I do, I just tell them I'm a hobo because I'm going to read my book. And that's worked out until the guy said, wait a minute, if you're a hobo, what are you doing in first class? Well, I travel a lot. So anyway, I think this is a great program. I'm glad to see that it's catching on and that maybe Dr. Shiva, maybe the American people will let him guide us to the way that we should be in this world. We have a long way to go, and I think he's the man to do it. So I see he's on the screen, so I'll say goodbye. But thank you for inviting me, and thanks, Henry, for just for getting on tonight.
Great. Thank you for being here, Richard. It's good to have you. I hope that you do take the Foundation of Systems, sign up as a Warrior Scholar, and you have a great friend there with Henry, and he's also one of our good leaders. So yeah, highly encourage you to take that course, and then we look forward to seeing you again. So thank you for being here. Okay, it looks like Dr. Shiva has joined us. And the only person that was Tammy that I was going to go back to. I saw she had her hand up to, let's see if I can find Tammy, if she's still here, to introduce herself. Okay, Tammy, I'm going to ask you to unmute. See if you can unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Tammy. Thank you.
Oh, good. Because my screen is telling me that you're not allowing me to unmute. So, okay. I'm in Northern Alabama, and I just moved back here after having been gone about 47 years. But when I was living here in the past, I was back in the 70s, my boyfriend had dropsy, and I started working at the health food store in town and picked up a book on survival into the 21st century with the Hippocrates Health Institute. And so he and I started live food and growing wheatgrass. We met a woman who was overcoming breast cancer using wheatgrass therapy. She showed a picture of herself to us from before she started the wheatgrass, and there was actually a younger woman standing in front of us than there was in that picture. He did get over the dropsy. During that, we learned how the hospital was treating his symptoms rather than the cause, and that he would have eventually died. He would have ruptured from the Demerol that they kept giving him that was actually contributing to the